bad radio.
Jam, talk about your B-Town offense in the second half. They treated the boys from Big D like a couple of flapper girls who were a little loopy on the old gin and juice.
Next.
Hey, Bill.
Okay, everyone take a silly bus and pass it to the amigo behind you.
Hey, man, what the hell do you think you're doing?
Yeah.
Mr. Carmenez is here to make sure you all get into college.
Getting into college? Man, we ain't getting no college. F*** you.
How do I reach these kids? The reason that you think you can't get into college is because you haven't been taught how to cheat properly. How do you think white people always get ahead? Because we cheat all the time. I mean, because they cheat all the time. This is Bill Belichick, coach of the New England Patriots. He's won 3 Super Bowls. How? He cheated. He even got caught cheating, and nobody cared. Bill Belichick proved that in America, it's okay to cheat, as long as you cheat your way to the top.
Hey, I don't want to be called a cheater.
No, no. If you cheat and fail, you're a cheater. If you cheat and succeed, you're savvy.
This is bull. I don't want to waste my time learning to cheat.
Go ahead, the door's right there. Bye-bye, have fun. We will miss you. How do I reach these kids?
They're holding him the whole way. And then they push him.
White came down on the sideline, and then Gronkowski landed on top of White, and I think Gronk made it
good
for.
Good for him. Going to hold him the whole way?
Personal foul. That's the reaction from the fans. And
that's on Buffalo. That's on Buffalo. It's on these refs.
No, so, but still, Gronkowski landed on the guy.
I'd be frustrated,
well, after
too.
The play. You'd be frustrated, but that's still, that's an uncalled for play, and I think Gronk would love to have it back, I'm sure.
Hands in hand.
And that's where it all is going forward on Seattle. All right.
Coach, were you happy or annoyed that Trump read the letter?
Seattle.
Well, your team's always been good at keeping outside distractions on the outside. Given the nature of this presidential race,
Seattle.
Did you find it helpful to talk
Seattle.
To your players about this? Have any of your players talked to you about this?
Seattle.
Any concerns about any locker room rancor as a result of this?
Next. Good.
Well, let the great experiment begin!
Hello, I'm Peter Mayhew. I play Chewbacca in the Star Wars movies, and I've never listened to Bob and Dan on the ticket, 13:10 a.m.
A cancer rainbow.
Right about now, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket presents the Bob and Dan Radio Show.
What's up, music?
Today, the driver of the sports bus has been lukewarm at best with his picks lately. Can he stop the bleeding today? So Belichick really tried to ask for the Cowboys head coaching job on a gondola in Aspen once upon a time. And it's Homer Call of the Week. Also, what is a Mino, Julie Dobb, Jacob Kemp, and R.I.P. Donovan now? Two guys who are currently witnessing Luca taking over Metroplex Middle Schools while kicking Steph out to the pickup and drop-off line. It's Bob Sturman, David Dowd.
Yeah. It is Thursday. Hoy es jueves. It's the Bob Nett Radio Show, live today, Thursday, November 21st, 2019. Episode 5025. Shorty.
Shorty!
There's a disturbance in the force here on the show. Could be wrong, Jake. Don't want to jump to conclusions on our jump to conclusions mat. But I smell return of the broccoli.
We had a reprieve
in all of its pungent glory.
Well, you're a big jerk. It's been here all week and you haven't said a word.
Because I haven't smelled it.
I don't know. I don't know.
So it's because I dealt it that I smelt it?
In this case?
You know, he who dealt it, smelt it. Or he who smelt it, dealt it.
That never really stood up to scrutiny for me.
Like, if you're the one who smelled the fart, clearly
now
you're the one.
That's
certainly not sound legal criticism.
Is that like finders keepers? The case of finders versus keepers.
I mean,
I cite.
Or like if you find a dead body,
you can keep it.
Are you?
It doesn't mean you automatically murdered the person.
Yeah.
Now, as we learned yesterday in the news, sometimes it is. Like, it's a real flimsy idea that you did tweet yourself a slur. And so you found this body, and you're just like, I was just in my backyard. Look at this body. I mean, how'd this get here? And then they find out that you murdered him that evening.
What if I use the station account to kind of hype myself up? At DFW Ticket says... Love Jake and his segments.
He's the bee's knees.
Do you have access to that? Can we mess with that?
Yeah, but I keep it off my phone, though. Like, Kat was like, hey, everybody should have this on their phone once upon a time, and I just kind of looked at him and I said, you don't want that.
That's smart.
Just from the work computer?
Right.
Are you allowed to do bits on there, though? Like, can we put out funny stuff?
I'm
subjectively funny.
Yeah, well,
like Charles Barkley like jokes.
The problem with that is that subjective part, right? Like what I think is funny might not be good for the station's voice to think is funny. So I
do the Jake is gay bit.
Do some funny political takes late at night.
Yeah,
just see how it goes over from the station account.
Komodo vids.
Maybe some thoughts on Kimono. San Antonio, perhaps.
Yes, that's awesome.
Who knows?
And the Riverwalk.
And churros. Whatever.
Whatever.
All right, so we're here. And, I mean, look, there's a smell of broccoli in the air, but we're going to get through it. It's going to be fine.
I think, because I've been grilling this up in the break room the last few days.
Grilling up broccoli, all right.
You know, reheating it. And I do find it doesn't really stink up the break room. Like, I think the fish was really to blame. The fish is really more egregious.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like, the shrimp then knocked it up a level, too. Like, no one ever talks about reheating shrimp.
I'll tell you, as a frequenter of that break room for microwaving, you're far from the only person that reheats steamed vegetables. That's fairly common. You were the only person reheating fish.
Shrimp or fish, yeah. Broccoli is nature's colon cleanser.
And it was amazing we had to call in Joe Klatt to finally bring it to a stop.
Judge Joel.
He's very controversial.
He's more than a college football expert.
So, do you guys, I will just assume, you probably heard me on the Musers today, right?
Oh, yeah.
I got in here early. Musers were like, we're going through a bit of a ratings lull. What could we do here?
Uh-huh.
Big guns.
How can we pump things up? How can we assure that more people will tune in? Said, what's the big ratings day? Isn't it Thursday?
Sure.
I don't know. Didn't that used to be the case, like with TV? That's why they had must-see TV on Thursday night. Anyway, so yeah, they called in the big guns. Me.
They have you run through a poster?
And said, we're really looking to pump up that 8 o'clock hour. What can we do? And since I'm usually here anyway.
Right.
Love to roll in early, just for a little extra prep. Maybe just to, I like to be involved in that sales thing where they get together in a big circle before each day
and they do the beating on their chest.
How does that go?
Come on, say it.
Or don't they do the
we don't replay the Matthew haka. McConaughey Instagram thing enough, in that we've only replayed it like once.
You're right, that's a failing on my part. That is good stuff.
How about from this day forward, we vow we will play that more.
More that, Mino, and more Cinderella.
Is this a fatwa?
I will issue a fatwa on the...
A fall fatwa?
Why'd you do that?
The first fatwa of the fall is that we will play more Matthew McConaughey Instagram starting right now. Go ahead.
Hey, man.
Oh, I just assumed you were searching for it.
It's Matthew McConaughey.
Nice feet up.
I thought I knew Mino's playbook, but he's...
He's busy
working on a podcast.
All the people that say how awesome he is out there,
right? Tweeting out stuffed all his chicks. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, so I was on the Musers. And do you find... Now, you get up early all the time.
Yes.
But I'm an 8:30 riser.
Slept in today.
Wake up at 8:30. I usually lay there with my phone, reading stuff, looking at it, trying to slide into DMs.
Quick private browser.
Get out of bed, 8:45, 9:00. Jeez. Take the boys outside. You know, we all run around, go to the bathroom in the backyard.
Do you help get kids ready for school or anything like that? Or are you just lay there looking at your phone, sliding into DMs? Okay, just checking.
I mean, and this is a lifelong thing he's pulled off.
Wow, it's that's amazing. Impressive.
Yeah, he's avoided...
What if a kid needs picked up at 1 a.m. from the school or whatever? You know, I'm night guy.
Okay.
The tutor that they go to sometimes.
Right.
Will let out at 9:30. I'm the evening guy. I take care of anything in the evening. But not early in the morning. That's not my game. But do you guys find if you do, so you guys all get up early. I don't know if anybody's going to relate to this. But if I get up 2 hours earlier than I usually do, which I did today, I'm starving at like 9:00. Like I had to go over to the 7-Eleven just to get a few snacks and an extra coffee because I love their coffee.
Sure.
But, and that's why I'm grilling up my food so early in the show. Like I'm dying. You guys get like this? Like, if you deviate from your schedule at all, it just throws everything out of whack? Like, my whole day is going to be thrown off now.
I pretty much eat all day.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you eat many small meals? Like, somebody once said that that's better to do than three meals?
I eat many small meals and then big meals.
So you also eat three big meals?
All the meals of every size.
Are you saying you didn't get your pre-lunch today?
I mean, I have my breakfast, my fruit that I cut. On the drive-in, like I usually do.
What about your peanut butter and jelly?
I don't do that anymore. I haven't done that in a few years.
Okay.
I cut out bread like LeBron, remember? That's how I lost weight at one point, was trying to cut out man-made carbs.
Yeah.
So and I don't eat a PB&J on the way to work anymore. I eat a little thing of cut fruit every day.
I think since we roasted Dan whenever he told us that when he was getting back to working out and lifting weights for him starting with the bar...
That was after a back injury.
I don't know.
I had 25-pound weights on the bar, but then I came back. I was very embarrassed the first time I went back. And I had a back injury, which I couldn't do a thing. And you know how that is, Bob.
Sure.
So now I'm back in the gym, but I had to start somewhere. And so, yeah, I'm looking around, making sure no one's looking. So I go and I bench the bar.
And he was properly made fun of.
Then some hot walks
I'm
by.
I'm telling you, I saw him up there. If you're benching the bar in public, that just says so much. That says so much about
but
your,
I had to start.
How secure you are in your own skin, though.
It was rehab, you know?
Is the bar worse than 2 5-pound weights?
What's the least amount of weight you can lift without being made fun of?
I think 225-pounders.
I think that you have to have at least a single big one on each side of the bar.
The 25s
probably,
are
right?
kind of big.
A lot of people like do the 25s.
Unless you're a third grader,
they're
maybe.
Old, but the only time I've seen Dan at the gym, I didn't say anything.
You saw me?
Yeah, because I don't, you know, we talk a lot. You know,
oh,
what are we going to do? We're going to walk over and
I mean, I don't talk to anybody at the gym.
Up? No.
I got the ear pods in.
And he was, in fact, repping plate on each side comfortably. I
he's
saw
good.
That.
He's
back.
A grown
we
man.
Have a witness.
Yeah, but he's a grown man who previously told us that he had a bar, and I thought, wow, that's pretty significant progress.
No, just a few months. I say this with all due respect. The fact that you would do that at a public gym and go about your business is awesome for you. That's so good that you're not living in your own head, hearing the haters all the time. That you're just out there being you. That's awesome. I wish I could be that guy at some point in my life and not worry about everything. That's great. You're a role model. I'm not.
You would think you'd be.
I'm
used
not
to
being sarcastic.
No, I mean.
No,
yeah, you
no.
Get used to
actually, I think Jake would attest to this. It makes your whole life. What's the right term? You're almost
hot dog.
You're almost answering their responses before they come in. Like it's you're striking before they can strike. What's the military term
preemptive.
There? Yeah. You're preemptive even when you get dressed or when you conduct yourself at the gym or wherever you are. And it's a haunted existence. So you're saying this ticket life should make me better at ridicule or critique or something like that. I suppose it does, but it actually makes things far more complex because you're actually hearing make believe criticisms for things like that.
Yeah, before you ever do anything.
You're seeing ghosts.
Right, you're seeing ghosts. That's a fantastic way to say it.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
It is terrible.
We've got to work through this. For both of you.
No, I don't think Dan needs any help.
No, you and Jake.
Dan's lifting the bar by himself. He's got no
Dan's good.
It was insecurity once, problems. You guys make it seem that
it doesn't matter.
Here's the problem.
I'm here to report your progress.
But here's the problem. When you're on this show, then whatever your tiniest foible is, it will be blown out of proportion to where whenever anyone meets you, it'll be like, oh, hey, still lifting just the bar, and everybody else thinks they're you guys.
Didn't the guy who created the atomic bomb go on to say that he had great regret about his life's work? And
are you saying I'm the pot calling the kettle black or something?
I mean, we probably all are. I'm just saying, yeah. I think...
You're the guy that at least allegedly wrecked a yellow Xterra just to get out of it.
It was probably Freudian, but I did.
About that.
I did not like being in that.
You know this one, Julie?
I don't.
That electrical box looks like it wouldn't hurt me, but still.
Dan went to the bathroom once upon a time when vehicles were being offered, and
yeah, we had a deal with a car dealership many years ago. I had to go to the bathroom.
Car wasn't good enough for you.
Well, it was.
Well,
but
and they
since
were off,
they gave me a choice.
Yeah, they gave Bob the choice while I was in the bathroom. Hey, do you want this bright yellow? Like it was like more than a banana. It was so yellow that it was definitely.
Yeah, I've seen a bright yellow.
Right. Whoever was in it, you were going to glance at it and speed up to see what kind of idiot would buy this car.
Either a college girl or a Red Hot Chili Pepper would drive it.
Xterras used to be the coolest cars when
we
were all turning
16. Like something
16.
From like Malibu's Most Wanted.
Yeah, like you attach your surfboard to the top.
It was a fine vehicle.
No,
it was just
vehicle.
The color.
So one was like silver, and then one was, hey, look at me.
The one they couldn't sell.
Crazy town.
And so I did everything in my power to keep the poker face, but then I said, and I kind of contemplated.
How about this one?
Eeny, meeny. Let me just go. I'll give Dan the flashy one. I'll take the silver one. And then drive away before Dan can get out of the bathroom.
Yeah, I thought we both had yellow ones.
Laughing maniacally.
But then we had a guy's night out somewhere back when it used to snow in Dallas, and it snowed that evening.
And you rolled it.
And you crashed it.
And while on the phone with Bob, as I recall, I got in a wreck.
I'm going to do it.
Because we always talk to each other after a guy's night out. I'm like, you were great, dude.
I did, man.
Yeah, the time you captained that round table, what a subject you came up with.
I think Gordo's coming around on us. This is great.
Y'all are so cute.
He's been different over the last few years, hasn't he? Are you noticing that?
Totally.
He doesn't think anybody's noticing that, but we're noticing that.
All right. We're going to start the show. Time to go. That wasn't the show.
That was fun.
Thank you.
Right.
The show will not be fun. It was fun, Julie.
That was a drop.
Oh. Well, today we have Homer Call. We have lots of football. We have a little hockey at the end of the show. We have news. But starting next, let's talk Luca on the ticket.